A petition critical of the Ottawa mayor and police chief's handling of the now week-long Freedom Convoy protests is being shared online and making the rounds on social media. The Change.org petition asking for the resignation of Ottawa Mayor Jim Watson and Police Chief Peter Slawley reached 630 signatures by the evening of Saturday, February 5. It was launched 2 days earlier. The petition says Ottawa is under siege and occupied by an unlawful group, and calls the trucker protest dangerous, illegal and an extremist movement. The organizer of the petition criticizes Watson for failing to represent us to your fullest capabilities, to ensure our safety, and to ensure our freedoms and economic advantage. Slawley is accused of failing to ensure the safety and freedom of the civilians who live in Ottawa. About 30 Ottawa police officers stand between the pro- and anti-convoy groups. There are moments of quiet, as well as horns and chants of freedom, from the north side of the street, as the south side responds with, go home. At City News Ottawa pic.twitter.com/RRONIQUE1H, Jason White, check. At City Jason White, February 5, 2022 protests against anti-vaccine mandates and the Justin Trudeau government have entered their second week. The rally has been marked by traffic gridlocks in Ottawa's downtown core, incessant honking and closed businesses. There have also been reports of aggression, racial taunts and hate crimes by participants of the trucker convoy. Ottawa police says it has responded to more than 400 calls for service related to the protests since they began last weekend. More than 50 criminal offenses are being investigated by police. That included 11 hate crimes that resulted in 4 people being charged. Ottawa police says all available officers have been deployed. Police have responded to over 400 calls for service related to the demonstration since they began. In total, over 50 criminal offenses are being investigated. 11 of those were hate crimes, which resulted in charges against 4 people. Hashtag Ottawa hash @news, Ottawa Police, @Ottawa Police, February 5, 2022.